Well, today we're going to talk Master Gardeners, because they've got some stuff going on that you need to be aware of coming up here very, very soon, in just a week or two. Kate Olson is with us. She's Cass County Program Coordinator with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and the Cass County Extension Director. And she's got all kinds of fun stuff to tell us about, not just the Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar coming up, but also the Master Gardeners have some scholarship opportunities for you as well. Kate, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Well, just fine. Thank you so much. The Garden Seminar, it's kind of snuck up on us here real fast.
It has. It's amazing what happens when you flip that calendar from March into April. And we are hosting our Spring Garden Seminar on April 1st this year, not April Fool's. So we are actually hosting it on April 1st.
All right. Very good. Any changes this year?
We have a few different changes. Our morning session is keeping similar schedule. So we'll have a keynote speaker to open the morning, and then we will break out into our lightning learning sessions where participants can kind of wander around and pick from four different sessions that are interesting to them. We'll rotate those every 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll get back together and end the morning as a group with a keynote speaker as well. We have added the option for people to join us for an afternoon bus tour. That does require pre-registration, so if that's something folks are interested in, give us a call ASAP. We'll see if we can still squeeze you on that bus tour. But other than that, registrations, walk-in registrations are welcome. So we would love to have a great turnout. The weather has not been very spring-like so far, but we are hoping that it will be warming up and it'll be a perfect day to come out on Saturday, April 1st, and join us for the Garden Seminar.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Have we bounced back pretty well since we couldn't gather because of the pandemic?
We have, yeah. We had a great event last year, and we're hoping for a similar turnout this year. It's always kind of fun to get folks to gather. Of course, as the weather starts to warm up, you kind of want to get out, meet with other like-minded gardening folks. Our garden seminar theme this year is gardening for life. So we have kind of a variety of topics that will appeal to gardeners across all ages and skill levels. Gardening is something kind of everybody can do on their own level and at their own pace. So we want to provide as many resources as possible for folks who are interested in either honing those gardening skills or picking up some new gardening skills.
Yeah, I want to stress that too, because people might hear Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar and just assume it's only for those specialists. But this is kind of hosted by the Master Gardeners, but it's for anyone of any level who would just like to maybe learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. One of the main goals of the Master Gardener program is to provide that ongoing garden education to the local community. So obviously we'll chat about that a little more when we talk about our scholarships as well. But yeah, we are very excited. We've provided the garden seminar in various forms and lengths for many years and excited to continue that this year. Our keynote speaker is Aaron Stile, who is not only our Extension Horticulture Specialist for ISU Extension and Outreach, but also is featured on a lot of Iowa public television, public radio type programs, as well as sort of a garden expert offering some, you know, garden tips and things like that. So he'll be joining us, kicking off the morning, talking about late season plants that will give you a little extra color in that late season landscape. And then he'll join us to wrap up the morning doing frequently asked questions, so kind of a version of the Iowa Public Radio show that he does. He'll just be sharing some answers to the most common questions he gets about gardening this time of year. So we're excited to have him joining us. And then we'll be chatting during the middle of the day about topics, a little bit of everything. We'll be talking about food donation gardening. We've got a lot of that going on in Cass County, really picking up over the last couple years. The larger health benefits of gardening. Obviously, there's more benefits to gardening than just being able to eat that fresh produce, so there's lots of benefits for your physical and mental health as well. We'll be talking about pollinator gardens and some of that native landscaping, so the pros and the cons, what can you expect, what benefits might you gain, and then gardening in small spaces. We know a lot of folks maybe don't have a gigantic yard that they want to landscape, or maybe they want to start small and focus on, you know, a patio garden, a container garden, a window box, something like that. So some tips and tricks to get those smaller spaces to work out if you're not into landscaping or growing food in the large yard type space.
You bet. Something for everyone that way. I assume registration's going on now and probably closing out here pretty soon since April 1st is coming up pretty quickly. Do they have to get after this right away?
Yes. So our early registration deadline is certainly coming up. So that is the 25th. So that's coming up real soon. We do want to have those postmarked. So, but again, we do welcome walk-ins, or people can register late. They just don't get the early registration discount. The only thing that they cannot do as a walk-in registration is join us for those additional add-on bus tours in the afternoon, just because we have to plan for, obviously, food and transportation in advance of that happening.
So, okay.
But the full brochure is available on our website. They're welcome to check that out, download it, send it in. They can give us a call or walk into the office. We'd be happy to get them connected with a full schedule and registration form.
Okay, very good. So check it out online. You can find all the information you need there. You kind of alluded earlier to, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Master Gardeners Scholarship Program as well. I know you've had some success with that program. Applications are also coming up due very soon.
Yes, April 1st. It's that magical April 1st date. Apparently April 1st is the day to do the things. So, which of course makes sense if we're kicking off spring with April 1st, and lots of scholarship deadlines coming up in April. But yeah, the Cass County Master Gardeners are always focused on horticulture education. And for many years, they have offered a scholarship to local students who plan on gaining an education in some sort of horticulture-related field. So the scholarship is only open to students who have graduated from Atlantic, AHSTW, CAM, Griswold, or Red Oak. Those are all the school districts where we have active Master Gardeners living and working. So any student from any of those schools, they can either be a student who is graduating as a senior this year, or maybe a previous graduate. So if they're going back to school, if they are a second or third year student, anyone from one of those districts is welcome to apply, as long as they are studying and intend to pursue a career in a horticulture-related field. So horticulture-related field can be pretty broad. So our application form does list a variety of fields that could be considered horticulture related, obviously, you know, things like landscaping and things like that, but a lot of more agronomy or ag related things are also can have a horticultural bent to them as well. So if anyone thinks they might be interested, or if anyone thinks they might qualify, we do encourage them to check out that application. It is a $1,000 scholarship, and we do give one of those every year, and applications are due April 1st. So we'd really love to get a wide variety of applications, because we know there's a lot of different things you can do with a horticulture-related field.
Sure. Well, you mentioned current students getting out of high school this year, some that may have already been in school in college already, but is it non-traditional as well?
Yep, absolutely non-traditional. If they are going back to school to add on a degree or a specialty, if they are currently studying some sort of horticultural field, like as a sophomore, junior, senior in college, or if they've added, you know, a minor or a specialty since they graduated or changed majors, certainly they would be eligible as well. So it's not limited to students who are current 2023 graduates. Anyone non-traditional, traditional, upperclassmen, anyone is welcome to apply. The primary consideration for the factor of the scholarship will be the horticulture-related career goals. And there's also a strong emphasis on a history of community service in there as well, because the Master Gardeners are a service organization. So if someone has a background and some sort of history of community service, we would consider that strongly as well.
Great. Application process pretty easy?
Yep. There is a one-page application on our ISU Extension website there. They can find that on the Cass County Extension website. I think it asks them to answer, you know, three or four questions, give a little bit of background, tell us what they want to study, what sort of community service they've done, a few other questions, and then, it's a pretty simple application.
All right. We like this. We like simple. Simple is good. Very good. Well, there seems to be an uptick in people that are looking to do different things. I know a lot of folks think they're going to make their fortune, you know, working on the computer and inventing the next big thing when it comes to, you know, electronics and the computers and all that kind of stuff, the technology stuff. But there are people who are really, truly interested in getting back in touch with things and working with their hands, including outdoors. So there is an interest in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if they're working in landscaping, nurseries, agronomy fields, anything like that, working with their hands, working with plants. We need lots of folks doing those things because there's lots of opportunities to do that across a wide variety of career fields, and those are some important skills to have. So,
all right. Very good. So, again, that application due on April 1st, so get after that right away. You can go online to the Extension website, find out more. And, again, that garden seminar that we mentioned up front, that is also on April 1st. And if you'd like to apply for inclusion in that, then get those applications in right away so you can get yourself signed up. Lots going on that day, and some good speakers, some good sessions, good things to know, and lots of good folks to hang around with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Our master gardeners are getting into the busy season, so we'll get through these two, and then we'll have our community grants coming up and our plant sale coming up to raise money for all these things. So always something going on with the master gardeners. So we encourage you to check our website, and master gardeners also have a Facebook page. If folks are on social media and want to follow that, they'll get some helpful tips and reminders throughout the year. So
great. Well, when we're talking about these types of things, it means good weather's a coming. So we love to talk about it. Kate, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.